相信咧，透过环教会同今日都可以祝福唔同嘅国家嘅人民，特别小朋友，可以认识耶稣福音。将神交俾咧 Dr. Barry Sloan-White。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
It's wonderful to be here to worship with you this morning.
好高兴一齐去敬拜主。
I've enjoyed the music and the worship.
我中意嗰啲音乐同埋嗰啲敬拜。
It's interesting that no matter what language we worship in, God understands us.
无论咩言语都好啦，上帝明白我哋嘅信息。
In Compassion's work, we work in 37 different languages.
Compassion 咧喺37种唔同言语嘅国家当中服侍。
So most of my life I spend not knowing what's happening.
有时都冇知对方讲乜嘢。
Let us pray together and invite God to speak to our hearts.
我一齐祈祷，让上帝对我哋说话。
Father, we invite you to speak to us through your holy word.
上帝，我邀请你同我说话，透过你宝贵嘅话语。
Give us ears to hear.
俾我耳仔去聆听。
And may our hearts be receptive to your voice.
让我的心同样的柔软，听得进你的话语。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我奉基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak to you this morning about God's heart for the poor.
今天我想讲关于上帝的心，很关心贫穷人。
Most of Canadians know some things about poverty, but usually our information comes from the media.
加拿大人对贫穷不是很陌生，很多时候都透过传媒认识贫穷的问题都很多。
From advertising, from marketing,
透过广告，透过不同的市场的宣传。
This morning I would like to take you on a little journey to understand what God thinks about poverty.
我想邀请大家看一些不同的人的故事，认识贫穷的问题，上帝的心。
What is God's heart for the poor?
上帝的心究竟是怎样关心看重贫穷的问题呢？
I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
介绍一个朋友俾你认识。
His name is Jay.
Jay.
I like his hair.
我好中意佢啲发型。
I wish I had some.
我都想有啲佢咁嘅发型。
Jay was born and raised, as many children in the world have been, in severe poverty.
Jay 好多小朋友一样，喺一个极度贫穷嘅地方嚟成长同埋出生。
He was born in one of the worst notorious slums in Africa.
在其中在非洲肯雅国其中一个最出名的贫民窟当中成长。
It's called the Mathari slum in Kenya.
叫 Mathari 这个的贫民窟在肯雅这个地方。
About 1 million people live in that slum.
100万人住在这个贫民窟里面。
And it is notorious for crime.
很多地方都是犯罪，很多罪恶发生。
The poorest of the poor live there.
最穷最穷的人就住在里面。
And Jay grew up in that environment.
Jay 在这个地方来成长。
His family were so poor.
家庭都是很贫穷。
That he had to steal just to survive.
因为很贫穷，为了维生，他偷人的东西。
So he would steal food to eat.
偷食物啦。
Or he would steal other things to sell to buy food.
偷人的东西，卖钱，再买食物来吃啦。
When he was just 8 years old.
当他只是得8岁的时候。
He was arrested by the police.
终于被人捉了，被坐监。
And thrown in jail.
捉佢俾警察捉咗就坐监。
Can you imagine 8-year-old child in jail?
谂下，八岁已经系坐监啦要。
But that happens so often around the world.
但喺世界呢个都系好常见嘅问题。
Jay's life was destined to be a life of crime.
Jay 生命好似注定系犯罪咁样。
But something happened.
咦？突然间啲事发生咗。
Just a couple of years later.
几年之后
，Compassion opened a project in a church in that slum.
Compassion 在这个贫民窟当中开始一个新的事工。
And somebody just like you sponsored Jay.
有些人好像你一样援助支持这些小朋友。
And there in that little church, he heard about Jesus for the first time.
在这间这么小的教会当中， Jay 有机会第一次听到福音。
That changed his life.
所以整个人生来改变了。
Today, meet Jay, an amazing man.
今天认识 Jay 是一个很传奇好特别嘅人物。
He loves the Lord.
佢好爱主耶稣。
He is a professional radio DJ.
今日系一个电台一个嘅播音员一个嘅。
He has a media ministry.
一个嘅传播唔同嘅工作。
And he's reaching thousands of people for Christ.
接触到好多人，话俾你听耶稣好爱佢哋。
Keep that story in the back of your mind.
继续留啲故事留喺心中先。
As we look now to Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
我睇下路加福音第4章18节。
This is one of my favorite scriptures.
一个系我好中意嘅金句。
This scripture is the story of Jesus teaching in the synagogue.
当耶稣喺会堂讲道嘅时候
，He picked up the scroll of Isaiah.
佢打开以赛亚书嘅书卷。
And he read these words to the people.
佢读呢段经文俾会众听。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
神嘅灵在我身上。
And he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor.
因为他膏我传福音俾贫穷嘅人听。
The question I have for you today.
今日问题咩咧
？What do you think that good news is?
咩好消息咧
？Jesus lived at a time in history when most people were poor.
耶稣生活嗰个地方或空间，好多人都系贫穷嘅。
We are told that about 80% of the people in Jesus' area lived in severe poverty.
资料显示，耶稣嗰个时候有八成嘅人咧都系活喺贫穷当中。
So that day in the synagogue when Jesus said, "I bring good news to the poor,"
喺会堂当中，当耶稣话有福音俾贫穷嘅时候
，He didn't have to explain poverty.
都唔使解释咩叫穷啦。
The people knew what poor meant.
即时知道咧咩叫穷。
They were poor themselves.
佢都系好多人好穷啊。
Their family and neighbors were poor.
自己家庭穷，邻舍又穷。
They understood poverty.
好明白咩叫贫穷嘅生活。
So when Jesus said, "I bring good news to the poor," they got excited.
所以当耶稣话福音传俾穷人嘅时候，即刻听完之后，大家都好期待、好兴奋、好雀跃。
They probably thought this good news was food or foreign aid.
可能啲会众听下，咦咩叫福音咧？梗系有嘢食、有米派啦。
Maybe it was education for their children.
或者有小朋友有书可以读啦。
Maybe it was healthcare.
或者系啲健康医疗保健。
I'm sure today, if you went around the world,
今日你去唔同世界地方嘅国家。
And you broadcast that you are bringing good news to the poor.
如果你透过广播或者传媒话，今日有福音，好消息话俾大家听啊。
Most people would assume you need food or something.
所以好多人都会假设，梗系有米派有面包派啦。
But Jesus did not mean that.
但耶稣唔系想讲呢啲嘢。
Jesus defined the good news to the poor as the gospel.
耶稣点将呢个好消息定义咧？咩福音咧
？Luke tells us. Further on in the chapter, that is the reason Jesus came from heaven to earth.
路加福音话呢个就系耶稣喺天上嚟到地上嘅主要原因。
Now we all know that Jesus fed thousands of people.
我知道耶稣咧喂饱咗好多千嘅人。
He healed the sick.
佢医治好多有病嘅人。
He had an education program where he taught people.
亦都咧教导好多唔同嘅人。
But all of those things, as good as they are,
好多都系好嘢嚟嘅。
Were not the reason he came from heaven to earth.
虽然好嘢，但系唔系佢主要嚟世上嘅目的同原因。
He came to earth to bring the good news of the gospel.
佢嚟到世上要将福音话俾我哋听。
We're told that in human development, there is no more critical period than the first 15 years of life.
喺人嘅成长个阶段当中咧，只要头嗰十五年系最关键。
We're told by researchers that by the time a child is 15 years old,
研究话咧，大概去到十五岁嗰年
，what they believe in their mind and their heart
喺佢心啊或者脑所信佢嘅信念
，they will die believing
一路到去即系人生终结都系呢个信念喺当中。
Let me tell you today, friends, there is no greater mission field than the hearts of our children。
即系弟兄姊妹喺所有嘅宣教工场。宣教工场当中最紧要嘅系小朋友嘅心。
Jesus loves children。
耶稣好爱小朋友。
There is no question about that in the Bible。
我哋透圣经，我哋唔会怀疑呢一点。
But you might be asking, what has that got to do with poverty？
咁我谂下，咁关贫穷咩事咧
？Let me explain further。
让我解释俾大家听下。
Jesus loves children. We know that。
耶稣爱小朋友，我哋知道。
But Satan hates children.
但魔鬼撒旦好憎小朋友。
Satan sees every child with a target on their heart.
魔鬼见到每个小朋友都系佢嘅目标，要对象对付佢哋。
And spiritual warfare targets children.
啲属灵争战个战场目标都系小朋友。
I want to take you back to the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis.
同大家睇翻咧《创世纪》第一章圣经嘅开头。
You know the story very well.
大家应该好熟个圣经嘅故事啦。
It's the story of creation.
创世嘅故事。
It was one of my favorite Bible stories as a child.
亦都咧，当我细个嘅时候，最中意嘅圣经故事之一。
It tells us in Genesis that God created the whole world and everything that was in it.
创世记话咧，神创造宇宙万物，所有一切。
The concept of poverty did not exist.
当时咧，贫穷呢问题唔存在。
There was no word in Adam and Eve's vocabulary for poor.
亚当夏娃对话当中都不需要处理贫穷的问题。
Everything Adam and Eve wanted or needed, God provided for them.
亚当夏娃需要的所有的物资，神一早预备了。
They didn't have to work at all.
不用翻工，几好啊。
How many would like a life like that?
大家想不想埋去有食又不用翻工啊？
It would be like a permanent resort.
简直是一个极度度假生活。
The hardest thing you had to do would be to get up in the morning and brush your teeth.
只是需要起身刷牙而已。
I think Adam, for Adam, the hardest work he had to do was to name all the animals.
相信亚当最忙工作就是帮所有动物命名。
He had no idea, no concept of what poverty was.
所以对他来说，贫穷是一个很遥远不能想象的问题。
God provided everything.
神供应所有一切好处。
But then something terrible happened.
一个悲剧发生。
Adam and Eve sinned.
亚当夏娃犯罪。
They ate the forbidden fruit.
食咗禁果。
And the Bible tells us that the result of that sin,
圣经话嗰个犯罪结果系咩咧？
Was the curse that came upon mankind.
嗰个咒诅临到人间。
That curse affected every part of life.
呢咒诅影响到整个人以后嘅生活，整个人嘅嗰个问题。
Adam and Eve now had to work.To till the soil.
现在亚当夏娃要耕田了才可以糊口。
Eve had pain in childbirth.
夏娃呢都要呢生仔经历那个生产之苦。
Relationships between Adam and Eve were wounded.
夫妻之间呢都很多问题。
And their relationship with God.
也都有同上帝中间呢都有个问题发生了。
It affected every part of life.
所以生命的所有的范围都受罪的影响。
So before that original sin,The concept of poverty did not exist.
犯罪前呢，所以贫穷的问题根本就不存在。
But as a result of that sin,
因为犯罪的缘故同埋个后遗症
，poverty became the default setting of the entire earth.
犯罪对唔住啊，贫穷成一个常态。
Now most of us know the story to this part.
大家明白呢故事呢个位置呢个信息。
But let me challenge you to consider the far-reaching implications of that sin.
我想挑战大家，这个罪呢，那个后果严重性在哪里呢？
You see, poverty didn't just happen.
贫穷不是就这么弹出来的。
And everybody said, okay, I guess that's the new normal.
大家说，哎呀，都是这样的啦，无能为力啦，这样。
Poverty became a very strategic tool in the hand of Satan.
但是贫穷的问题，魔鬼是一个很有用的工具来对付人。
Here's how it happened.
是怎样发生的呢？
So back to Genesis chapter 1.
翻回约创世纪第一章。
Satan was watching the creation process.
魔鬼看着整个创世的过程。
You remember from your Bible studies that Satan had been cast out of heaven.
在圣经知道呢，撒旦呢，是天上堕落人间。
And he hated God.
他很憎上帝。
His goal was to get even with God.
魔鬼很想跟上帝平等。
But he couldn't find any way to do that.
他很难呢入到位啊。
So in the creation story,
在创世的故事当中，
Satan watched God make all of his creation.
撒旦观察上帝整个创造的过程。
He watched as God created the earth.
他见到上帝创造这个地球啦。
As he parted the waters.
水分开呢?
As he made the trees and the plants and the flowers,
花草树木来成长,
the birds and the animals,
雀仔啊，动物来到生长当中。
But then Satan took notice of something.
咦，魔鬼发现了一个很紧要的观察。
When God created human beings,
当上帝造人的时候,
God used a different formula.
神用一个特别的方法去做人。
The Bible says He made us in His very image.
圣经话神按着形象样式去做人。
And Satan observed,
魔鬼见到
that God loved His human creation more than any other thing He made.
魔鬼发现呢，上帝爱人胜过地上所有一切。
And so Satan devised a plan.
所以魔鬼撒旦有个特别的方法。
I can get even with God.
可以同上帝咧可以
by hurting his favorite creation，
透过咧伤害上帝所爱嘅人。
Now some of you here today are parents，
当中所有嘅父母
grandparents，
祖父母
，you have children in your life，
喺你生命当中好多小朋友。
You know how you would feel if somebody hurt your child。
你明白有人伤害你所爱嘅小朋友，你有咩感受？
I have two beautiful daughters，
我两个美丽嘅女儿
，and two granddaughters，
两个好美丽嘅孙女。
I can assure you，
我肯定话俾你听
，that if you were to hurt them，
你够谂伤害佢哋嘅话
，you would have the wrath of Dr. Barry on you。
你要咧即系问过我先。
You're the same way，
你都系噶系嘛
？We love our children，
我都爱我哋小朋友。
Why？
点解啊？
Because they're in our own image，
因为佢有我哋形象样式。
They're part of us，
系生命嘅一部分。
I have a dog，
我只狗。
I have a house，
我有间屋。
I have a car，
我有架车。
But I don't love them near as much as I love my children，
但系都唔比唔上我点爱我小朋友。
Because my children are part of me，
小朋友系我生命嘅一部分。
And that's how God felt about His creation，
正如上帝点样爱每个人一样。
God created everything else and it was fine, but he loved his human creation more than anything.
人做所有万物，但最爱嘅都系人。
And so Satan knew that and he put a plan together.
上帝魔鬼发现呢样嘢，所以有计划对付上帝，对付人。
And he quickly learned that the earlier he can attack God's creation, the more effective he will be.
佢谂下咧，用咩方法能够咧去伤害上帝最快咧，最有效咧？
If he attacked somebody that was 50 years old，
如果攻击个人，佢大概五十岁到啦。
They've already lived most of their life，
佢人生过咗半百啦，唔好搞佢啦。
But if he could attack someone that was 5 years old，
如果搞啲五岁小朋友咧
，he can destroy their entire life，
佢整个人生就玩完啦。
And so he began his plan to attack children as young as possible，
所以魔鬼咧对付小朋友越细越好，由最细开始。
And this evil plan begins in the mother's womb.
由妈妈怀孕开始。
Abortion is a tool of Satan.
堕胎系上帝对住，堕胎系魔鬼一个计划同埋阴谋。
It destroys millions of children every year.
数以百万计小朋友就咁就离开。
We are told by the World Health Organization，
透过世界唔同嘅医疗嘅机构，
that the most dangerous place for a human being is in their mother's womb，
人生最危险嘅阶段就喺妈妈嘅肚里边嘅时候。
That's how devastating abortion has become，
最无助嘅时候，所以咧喺呢个时候堕胎系最伤害佢哋。
But if a child is fortunate enough to escape abortion and be born，
如果小朋友顺利出世嘅话，
then Satan has other tools that he can employ to hurt them。
魔鬼有第二招对付小朋友。
Child abuse，
伤害小朋友啦
，and child neglect，
忽略佢哋啦
，are two of Satan's favorite tools against children。
两个魔鬼成日用嘅方法对付小朋友。
A child that is abused by an adult，
小朋友被大人嘅伤害啦、体罚啦
，will never trust in God their father。
佢再唔能够信人，再唔能够信上帝
，because their image of God the Father is taken from their abuser。
因为佢谂起爸爸，谂起上帝。
So child abuse is a tool of the enemy.
所以咧，小朋友受伤害都系咧魔鬼撒旦一个工具，去对付上帝。
And then Satan realizes，
魔鬼都发现咗
，that he has one more powerful and effective tool。
有另一个更有效嘅方法。
That tool is called poverty。
一个咧就系呢个贫穷嘅方法。
Poverty brings damaging messages to children。
贫穷系一个咧。对小朋友一个好拆毁性伤害嘅信息，同埋一个嘅环境。
Children like Jay, who was born in that slum in Kenya，
好似 Jay 喺 Kenya 生活一样。
Poverty told him that he was worthless。
呢个贫穷嘅环境话俾佢听，你冇用啊你。
Nobody loves you。
冇人爱你。
Nobody cares about you。
冇人关心你。
God doesn't love you。
上帝唔爱你。
God only loves the rich foreigners。
上帝净系爱啲有钱嘅外国人嘅啫。
And so poverty begins to attack his little mind。
所以整个嘅贫穷咧，影响整个心智嘅成长。
And it begins to tear at his heart。
影响佢心，刺痛佢嘅心。
I'm worthless。
我系冇用嘅。
It's hopeless。
冇盼望。
Why should I even live any longer？
人生仲有咩意义咧
？Poverty brings these terrible messages。
贫穷咗呢个信息。临在生命当中，扭曲嘅生命。
And so poverty has become a spiritual tool that Satan uses against children.
所以貧窮是一個屬靈一個的問題或爭戰，影響小朋友。
Poverty is spiritual warfare.
貧窮是一個屬靈爭戰的問題。
And Satan says, if I control the children, I control the war.
魔鬼想說，都控制小朋友，我贏這場戰爭。
So ministry to children is not just babysitting.
照顧小朋友不只是湊仔那麼簡單。
Ministry to children is actually the front lines of this war.
服侍小朋友其实是一个属灵征战的最前线一个的战役。
That's why we as the church and that's why we as families,
所以无论作为家庭，作为教会，
need to have a plan of how we are going to minister to our children.
所以有计划，有策略，怎么服侍建立小朋友。
We can't neglect our spiritual responsibility.
不能够忽略我们属灵的责任。
Because if we do,
如果我们放弃的话，
the enemy will step in and he will grab our children's hearts and he will destroy them.
你放弃，魔鬼撒旦踩入来，带走我的小朋友。
When a child who hears these evil messages of poverty,
当小朋友受到这些这贫穷的问题，这些扭曲的思想进入他心里面的时候，
when they comprehend that God loves them,
都会怀疑上帝是不是爱他们，
their divine potential is unleashed.
当他们认识主的时候，他生命就可以质素被释放。
I have seen it thousands of times in my travels around the world.
当我去很多不同国家看不同的小朋友、不同事工的时候，
children born in poverty,
小朋友在贫穷当中成长，
hearing the evil messages of poverty,
听到很多扭曲的讯息，
one day hears the gospel,
有一天福音来到了。
And they realize that those lies were not true.
原来听埋咁多嘅信息，谎言都系假嘅。
They realize that God actually does love them.
原来咧，上帝好爱佢哋。
And it changes their lives.
咁啊，就啲信息扭转佢一生。
So our challenge as the church,
今日教会嘅挑战系咩咧
？Is to impact young children while they can still hope and dream.
我应该咧可以影响小朋友，都系还细嘅时候有一个盼望，有呢个梦想。
And that's what Compassion's ministry is all about.
呢正系咧 Compassion 今日要做嘅工作。
Many of you are already sponsoring children with Compassion.
当然好多嘅人咧都有支持啲小朋友。
And I thank you for doing that.
我多谢你哋。
I hope this sermon this morning
希望今朝嘅信息
helps you to understand how important that is.
希望你明白咧，呢个服侍有几紧要。
In the kingdom of God，
为咗上帝国嘅缘故。
You're not just sending money to a child。
你唔系净系写 check 啊 ，Visa 卡过数咁简单。
You are actually involved in spiritual warfare。
我参与紧属灵嘅争战。
You are combating the lies of the enemy。
我系同魔鬼撒旦打紧呢个争战。
So when you write to your sponsored child，
当你写信俾你嘅资助小朋友嘅时候
，make sure you tell them the truth of God。
请你肯定。好，记得话俾佢听，神爱你。
Tell them God loves you.
神好爱你。
God has a plan for you.
上帝有计划喺你生命当中。
You are valuable to God.
喺神眼中你好宝贵。
Those messages are important messages for those children.
啲信息你写俾佢嘅时候咧，系好紧要嘅信息，话俾你资助嘅小朋友听。
And of course, the most important thing you can do for your sponsored child.
当然啦，最紧要喺你受助小朋友生命当中
is to pray for them.
每日为佢祈祷。
They need your prayer.
他需要你每日的祈祷。
So God has a plan.
上帝有一个计划。
You see, Satan has a plan. I just described to you the plan to use poverty to destroy children.
刚听完了，魔鬼有一个计划，透过贫穷伤害、拆毁小朋友的生命。
God has a plan also to save children from poverty.
上帝同样有计划，有拯救计划，将小朋友在贫穷当中拯救出来。
God has a plan to win this war.
上帝有计划要赢呢场嘅争战。
And God's plan is the local church.
上帝计划咩咧？就系教会。
You and I.
你同我。
The churches in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America.
喺亚洲教会、非洲教会、拉丁美洲教会。
You see, the church is not just an institution.
教会唔系只一个机构咁简单。
It's not just a place where people gather on Sundays.
唔系一班人聚埋一齐嘻哈哈咁样。
The church of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督嘅教会
is a powerful body of warriors.
系一个属灵征战战士一个群体。
And spread around the entire globe.
将呢个福音咪传俾世界上唔同地方嘅。
The church is God's plan to infiltrate poverty.
上帝用教会成为手中的器具对付贫穷的问题。
That's why as a ministry, compassion only works with churches.
这样的原因，所以 compassion 呢，我只是跟教会合作而已。
We don't work with government agencies.
我们不是依靠政府。
We don't work with community programs.
不是透过社区的活动。
We partner with local churches.
我只是跟地方教会合作，拍住相。
Because that is God's strategy.
这个是上帝的方法和策略。
We didn't invent that plan.
不是我们发明出来的。
It's God's plan.
上帝的计划。
So we are trying to do God's work His way.
我尝试用上帝方法处理这个问题。
So every sponsored child in our program,
每个受资助的小朋友
comes to the local church daily and weekly.
每日每个礼拜都去那当地的地方教会参加聚会。
That's where they receive their education.
在当地在教会里面受到教育。
That's where they get their meal.
在当中 有饭有暖饭食。
That's where they get health care.
有一个医疗保健当中。
But more importantly,
最重要是什么呢？
That's where they hear the gospel.
是他有机会听到福音信息。
And every single day,
每个日每日
400 to 500 children accept Jesus Christ as their Savior in a Compassion Church.
在 Compassion 合作教会当中，全球每日有500个小朋友信耶稣得救。
And every child that comes to Christ,
每小朋友来到耶稣面前接受耶稣基督，
shares the gospel with their family.
回家将福音传给他家人听，父母听。
And our research tells us that for every child that comes to Christ, 4 family members come to Christ.
根据 Compassion 的研究，每个得救信主小朋友回到家之后，带了4个家人信主。
So get your calculator out.
你计下屈指一算。
That's 2,000 people a day coming to Christ.
2,000 人信主，即是说每日有2,000人每日信耶稣。
So friends, the answer to poverty isn't money.
所以对付贫穷的问题或者处理方法不只是钱。
The answer to poverty is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
解决方案就是耶稣的福音。
You see, the enemy wants us to think the answer is another car wash or another fundraiser.
魔鬼撒旦想引导我们想错了，哎呀，洗下车啊，筹下钱啊，这样。
He doesn't want us Christians to know the truth.
魔鬼撒旦不想你知道那个真正的真相。
He doesn't want us to invest spiritually in the lives of children.
都唔想你咧投资喺小朋友属灵生命当中。
He wants us just to throw money at them.
佢净系派钱得啦，派钱最紧要。
Foreign aid is necessary sometimes.
外国嘅援助有时都紧要嘅。
When there's a major disaster,
特别喺啲灾难发生嘅时候
，we need to get food and water.
我需要咧清水食物。
But foreign aid is not God's plan to save the world.
但外国援助唔系上帝嘅拯救方法。
God's plan is the gospel through the local church.
上帝计划咩咧？透过地方教会将福音传出去。
Let me introduce you to another friend of mine.
介绍另外啲朋友俾大家识。
His name is Pastor Arnell.
呢个系 Emil 牧师。
He looks happy here.
好开心睇个相系嘛
？But he wasn't always happy.
其实以前唔系咁样嘅佢。
Pastor Arnell was born and raised in a really bad slum in Manila, Philippines.
其实他在菲律宾一个贫民窟中中成长。
As a young man, he was a notorious gangster.
原本呢，他后生的时候都是一个同党中中生活的人。
He was an alcoholic.
饮醉酒啦。
He was a drug pusher.
吸毒的人啦。
He was an abuser of his wife and children.
同埋都是伤害小朋友和老婆的人。
He was a thief and a robber.
偷嘢啦
！And people in that slum were afraid of him.
喺贫民窟当中，大家都惊咗佢。
He would roam around the slum when he was drunk, and he would beat up people.
都饮醉酒就见人就打。
He would come home to his family and beat his wife.
翻屋企就打老婆。
He was a terrible gangster.
相当可怕一个同党。
And because he wasted any money he got.
用所有的钱来 买饮酒的时候
his family were destitute.
个个都没东西
吃。His three sons, who were little boys,
都三个小朋友还是小的时候
had no food to eat.
没饭开。
But then one day,
有一天
Compassion partnered with a local church in that slum.
Compassion 跟当地这个贫民窟的一间的小教会合作。
And because his children were so poor,
这三个小朋友都很穷很惨。
They were registered in the Compassion Program.
有机会呢被 Compassion 这个 Program 来收纳来帮助。
And they were sponsored.
他们被呢就资助。
It was in that compassion program in the local church.
喺呢个喺呢间地方教会嘅呢个嘅资助计划当中。
That those children heard about the love of Jesus for the first time in their life.
三个小朋友第一次人生听到福音嘅信息。
They didn't even know what love was.
咁知其实唔知咩叫爱啊。
They never experienced love from their father.
从未经历过从父亲嚟嘅爱。
They never experienced love from their mother because she was always so afraid.
妈妈都系，因为妈妈成日都俾人打，手受伤，好惊，所以都感受唔到父母嘅爱。
As little boys, they lived a life of fear.
活喺恐惧当中。
They had no concept that they were worth anything.
佢冇谂过，原来我系有价值嘅。
But as they attended the church program with compassion,
都系参加咗呢个本地教会同埋 compassion 呢个嘅呢啲课程呢啲帮助之后
，as they received letters from their sponsors，
佢资助佢嘅外国人写信俾佢哋啦。
They began to understand the truth of God's love。
佢发现到原来个真相系咩啊？神爱佢哋。
And as three young boys，
呢三个小朋友
，they accepted Jesus Christ into their heart，
接受主耶稣在个人嘅救主。
And then they began to evangelize their mother。
跟住向佢妈妈传福音。
They would go home and tell their mother everything they learned at the church program.
每日学咗咩咧？翻嚟同妈妈讲，哎呀，点样帮助耶稣？点爱我哋
？And their mother was so interested in the change in their lives, she came to church with them.
妈妈见到三个仔，咦，变晒，所以好兴趣，跟埋个仔翻教会。
And she accepted Jesus Christ as her savior.
佢都信埋耶稣基督。
But the father resisted.
爸爸就唔咪搞啦。
He wouldn't go to church.
佢唔肯教会。
It took a couple more years.
嗰几年之后。
And then finally one day he agreed to come to church with the boys.
终于咧肯应承跟个仔翻教会啦。
That was the first time in his life he ever came in a church.
佢人生第一次翻教会。
And it was the first time in his life he ever heard the gospel.
第一次听到福音信息。
And the power of the Holy Spirit impacted him.
福音嘅震撼咧扭转佢一生。
And he accepted Jesus Christ as his savior.
佢接受耶稣作为个人嘅救主。
Meet Pastor Arnell.
这个 Arnell 牧师
He's no longer a gangster.
今天不再是同袋或者是一些帮派分子
He no longer beats his wife.
不再打老婆了
He is a gangster for Jesus.
今天他为耶稣来去作战奋斗
And he used to walk and roam through the slum and people would be afraid of him.
以前在贫民窟当中走大家都惊了他
Now he walks through the slum with the Bible.
今天在贫民窟当中他带着圣经分享福音
telling people about Jesus.
告诉人耶稣爱你耶稣福音
Fast forward.
我们再镜头一转
He is now the pastor of that church.
现在就是他现在是跟信主的教会那个牧师了
And now over 500 people have come to Christ.
他教会现在增加到500人很多人信耶稣
He is evangelizing not just his neighborhood slum.
佢唔单止向嗰个嘅贫民窟当中嘅人咧传福音
，But God is using him throughout the region。
透过佢咧，将福音更加传开唔同嘅地区当中。
That change did not happen because somebody gave him food。
佢生命改变唔系因为有人俾饭佢食
，Because somebody gave him a blanket。
唔系因为有人俾张毛毡佢。
That change happened because somebody shared the gospel。
佢生命改变系因为有人将福音耶稣福音传俾佢听。
Jesus came into his heart。
耶稣在他生命当中
and it happened through his children.
也都是他同样小朋友的经历
Ladies and gentlemen,
弟兄姊妹
we are never too young to matter to God.
我们不会因为年纪小神不爱我们
In fact, the Bible teaches us the younger you are, the more you matter to God.
因为圣经说越小的神越紧张神越是关顾
So this weekend, we are joining together as a partnership.
这个周末我们一起呢一起在天国里面一起同工一起合作
This church
这间教会
Compassion Canada Joining forces
一起联合
To reach children around the world
祝福世界不同地方的小朋友
The great commission is being fulfilled in our lives through us
耶稣的大使命就透过我们今天在地上所做的
So I'm asking you today
今天想大家一起想想
To partner with compassion,
考虑一下同我哋一齐 compassion 一齐合作
To sponsor a child,
资助一个小朋友
Out in the lobby, you'll see photographs of children like this.
出边台咧有好多小朋友嘅一啲嘅图画同埋资料
These children are just like Pastor Arnell's children.
啲小朋友好似咧 Arnell 嘅小朋友一样
They need the gospel.
佢需要福音
And their families need the gospel.
佢家庭都需要福音
We feed them, yes.
我哋俾食物佢，一系嘅。
We educate them, yes.
俾教育佢，啱嘅。
We take care of their health and diseases, yes.
照顾佢健康啊，身体都紧要嘅。
But the most important thing we give these children is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但系最紧要俾佢乜嘢啊？耶稣基督嘅福音。
That's the good news Jesus talked about in Luke chapter 4.
呢就系耶稣基督喺路加福音四章所讲嘅大好消息。
So let me challenge you.
我今日要挑战大家。
To do two things.
两样嘢。
First is invest locally.
第一个系喺本地有个生命嘅投资。
In your families, that's your first priority.
你屋企系第一个战场。
Teach your children and your grandchildren about Christ.
话俾你仔女听，话俾你孙听，耶稣爱你。
Then invest in the children of your church.
跟住喺教会嘅层面里边。
And then invest in the children of your community.
在这个社区当中很多小朋友
so invest locally,
在本地我们投资小朋友的生命当中
the second challenge is to invest globally
在海外某地方我们同样的投资都在生命当中
most of us can't travel around the world and find children and minister to them on a daily basis
今天不是很多人可以去不同地方国家可以服侍小朋友
But God has established local churches all around the world that can do that.
所以我们不能够周围去，但神透过不同地方的地方教会。
So when you sponsor a compassion child,
当你资助一个小朋友的时候，
you are equipping that local church to minister to that child.
你帮助那个地方教会服侍这个小朋友。
So for those of you that are already sponsoring,
当中已经是资助了小朋友的弟兄姊妹。
Thank you so much.
好多谢你们。
God is using you.
神要用你哋。
You're not just a sponsor, you are a missionary to that child.
你唔系只一个嘅赞助人、资助者，你系一个宣教士。
For those who are not yet sponsoring with compassion,
当中仲未有资助嘅弟兄姊妹，未填资助嘅。
Why don't you join the rest of us?
请大家一齐，同一齐合办联手一齐咧去影响呢个世界工作。
And together, let's change this world for Christ.
用一齐咧改变呢个世界，我为耶稣改变呢个世界。
God bless you，
愿神赐福大家。当我唱回应诗歌之前咧，有一段影片对 Compassion Canada 提供嘅，讲到一个嘅小朋友故事，我透过影像同埋个故事，让神咧对我说话，好吗？